Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of whatever sins we have made in this life. Let us turn to 1 John. That's in the back of the New Testament. It's right before the book of Revelation. We want to read some of the things that are written. You know, our Father tells us that, well, our brother in Christ tells us about we die. Well, he will not acknowledge us because we are destroyed because we have forgotten about knowledge. And I want to know a lot of different things. So I intend to, after I finish reading this book, to you sheep, I'm going to get other books that I have heard about, such as the book of, was it Levi, or the book of Thomas. I think that because we don't know what's in those books, and there are more books than that, we should find out what's in those books. Because right now, I have read this book twice. I'm reading it on the third time. And I am remembering stuff that I have forgotten. But this day, I found a scripture that I have been looking for. And I could not remember where I had read it. It is in the book of 1 John, chapter 3. And I'm going to start reading at verse 9. That is 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. That is 1 John. Then chapter 3, and the verse is going to be starting at verse 9. So let's start. And I want to read all these things that I can see and remember. I want you all to know as much as I know. I always wanted to know why did Cain kill his brother. And I knew that I had read it somewhere in the Bible, but the explanation that I had been given was not one that I really accepted. I just wanted to know why. And now I have read this book, and I remember that I found out why, and I just happened up on it just a few months ago. So I want to share with you sheep what I believe is the reason why Cain killed Abel, his brother. Let's read chapter 3, verse 9 of 1 John. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this message is that ye, verse 11, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And the title of my song, Jesus is Love, sang by Mr. Lionel Richie. And he is telling you, but most people don't listen to him. Even though our Father can, he can put you in wrath. He can bring wrath upon you if you are not good or do his will or following his word. You should not be eating those crabs and things. Those are things that he tells you that they are at the bottom of the sea. You should not eat those. Nonetheless, let me get back to verse 12. Not as Cain, who was the first wicked one. See, Cain was the first wicked one. Now, I am in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 12. Now I'm reading verse 12. Not as Cain, who was that of the wicked one and slew his brother, and therefore slew he him because his own works, even his own works were evil, and his brother's was righteousness. Well, now I know, and I'm glad that I found it out. I want you sheep to know what I know. Why did King Cain slew or kill his brother? It is because what is written in verse 12 of 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Cain, let me read it again. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. I have read to you from the book of 1 John chapter 3. Verses 9 through 12. Did you write that down, sheep? I want you to write that down so you will know what I have said to you. I used to always wonder, why did Cain slew him? Because of him bringing vegetables? No, that was not the reason. Why? It was because he was wicked. and he slew his own brother, and his works were evil. Cain's works were evil, and his brother's works were righteous. I have read to you chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. I hope you see, understand it, and get it, and read it for yourselves. Let me introduce myself. Well, first, let's say a quick prayer. Then I will introduce myself and tell you all, you sheep, I want you to go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. That's where the beginning of the song that Moses wore to write to the people, to Israel. And I want you all should know this and remember this. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, that is where you find the song of Moses. And that's where I left off last time, I was in chapter 32, verse 31. I left off there. But there's some important things that I want you sheep to remember. I read over those things and I said to myself, we should remember these things. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray. And I want to thank you so much personally for calming me down, because last week a friend of my family was murdered. Well, not murdered. He was killed over in Taiwan. And I want to know why and who. I think his life should have been saved. I thought he was a good person. Please, if he is a good person, admit his soul into your kingdom. Please, I was feeling kind of bad, sad, and you have helped me. I know that this too will pass. It's day by day, the farther it gets away from my memory, that I will forget this. I won't be hurt so bad. And I thought that person was a good person. But, you know, I think wrong a lot of times, especially since I dispel a sickness that the devil brought upon me. In Deuteronomy 28, you said that because of our forefathers, you didn't say that, but since I've read, and I think that because of our forefathers' sin with those different idols, that's one of the things that I had to go through because of their disobedience to you. Father, thank you so much for bringing into my remembrance some of the things that you have. And I thank you so much. Father, thank you. Even though it looks like it's about to rain here in Detroit, Michigan, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for protecting us always and leading us, giving us sane, sound mind, and give help and all the good things that we are in need of, especially restoring us. I also pray that you will forgive our forefathers for sin, the sins that they have created. I know that I feel that. Just because I'm feeling it doesn't mean that it's happening. But I feel that our 400 years of being enslaved is over. I feel that it's over. And I'm hoping that you allow us to do, us sheep, to do the things that we have wanted to do the good things that you have wanted us to do. And sometimes I forget those things that you will allow us to do. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us in Detroit, Michigan. Like in other parts of the United States, they're in the west coast of the United States. I hear about fire is going on. Some of the, I also hear about fire in the South and South America too, as well as in North America. There is flooding going on, and you are protecting us. And I sincerely thank you for protecting us here in Detroit, Michigan, from natural disasters. I hear thundering right now as I speak to you. I also thank you for giving us prosperity, sane mind, good health, and all those things that you will allow us to have if we do your will and obey you. I try to teach those people who listen to my program the Ten Commandments. I read them every once in a while. I do want to go to you where you are, Heavenly Father. I try to be obedient to what you have written in the Bible. I know that I can't eat all these certain foods. I try to tell those who will listen to me the things that you do not want us to do, and I try to read to them those commandments that they should do and follow you. I pray this prayer in your Son's Yah name. And I thank you for allowing me to not say the name of your Son that was given to him by the enemy. And I know who the enemy is, and I try to tell those who will listen to me who the enemy is. I say this prayer in Yah's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to everyone. And I hope that you sheep have read in Genesis where the Sabbath day starts in the evening time. So that's why I say Sabbath day to you sheep. Your Ten Commandments can be found two places that I have read. They can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 7, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20. I want you to read it for yourselves. You know, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on a Friday evening. Excuse me, I have to belch, see. Excuse me. The Sabbath ends on a Saturday evening. So that's one thing that I want you to remember. And I say that most of the times to you sheep, as well as to those who are not sheep and are listening to the program. I want you to have your three P's ready. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down whatever scriptures that I may refer you to. Record those down. Now, I am not technologically savvy. the young folks are, they may have their note things, electronic gadgets like called a notebook or a tablet and some other things. As I said, I am not technologically savvy like some folks are. And, you know, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Well, let us get back into the lesson that I was reading to you. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I had read to you some things like, let me start at 21, and there are five things in verse 21 of chapter 32 that I want you to remember. In chapter 21, verse 21, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not good, that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity. And so these are some of the things that he said. And, you know, vanities are like useless. They're pride and ego, useless things. So I want you to remember this, because I had forgotten. I really didn't understand what I had read to you all until I remember that vanities are is uselessness and pride and those other things that I had mentioned to you. They had provoked our Father to jealousy. Number one, I want you to know that I will provoke them to anger with their foolish nation. So that was the first thing. Vanities are things of uselessness. And this is what our Father, they were creating. They were serving useless gods. Our God, he can speak to you. He can hear to you. He can, these other things are, they can't hear or see or talk, but he can. So those things are useless. And you provoked him to anger with this, with a foolish nation. And that's two. The provoking of our God, he brought us to a foolish nation. Now, I want you to go back and read over it, and you understand it as I have. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. So listen, now, our Father in heaven is saying this nation that we are in, provided us, given us to a foolish nation. This is what our Father is saying. The third thing is that a fire is kindled in his anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. We have provoked him to burn fire to the lowest hell. The fourth thing that it says, I will send the teeth of beasts upon them. You know how I have heard, like, where my grandma and papa was from at one time, the animals killed the babies. Some of in that nation fed our young children to alligators, you know. Let me read it. Number five, verse five, verse four. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with their poison, with the poison of the serpents of the dust. So That's poor. Number five, I want you all to read this over again. Verse 32. And the whole thing, hopefully my father will help me read it and finish it up and start with chapter 33. There's only 34 chapters in the book of Deuteronomy, and we're about to enter in chapter 33 today. If I tell you all what I want you to remember, the fifth thing I want you to remember is that the sword without and terror within. That's true, how they're killing up our children. And I'm talking about the enemy. If you read this book, you will certainly, our pastors did not tell us who the enemy was, but we should know who the enemy is. And they are destroying us, both our young men and our virgins. Read chapter verse 25. That's the fifth thing, the sword without and the terror within. There is terror from this United States people who are over us. They shall destroy both young men and young virgins. The suckling also with the man of gray hairs. Now, I'm going to start reading verse 32, chapter 32, and start at verse 31 where I left off. And hopefully my father will allow me to read it all, the rest of chapter 32. The rest of 32 and start on chapter 33. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemy themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and the field of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their vine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of apes. And the apes is a snake. Verse 34. It is laid up in store for me and sealed up among my treasures. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Vengeance and recompense, that's like payback. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity. The calamity is like disasters as well as tragedy is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. So my father is coming back, and he's going to, things that are going to come upon this nation will make haste. And no one can buy another island. And our father probably will follow them to that island and make haste or wrap up on that island. Those people don't want them to follow them. And again, I'll say, if you're not a member of this country, you should not come. I think you should not come, because wrath is going to come upon this country. And we should stand. We should stand. We are the children of God. Do your best to stand. And whatever you are doing that's wicked, stop doing it. And repent and give yourself over to our Father in heaven. Verse 36, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock of whom they trusted? And see, that's why I say we should say a prayer for our fathers who worship idols. We do not worship idols. Since I've been reading to you for the last 9 years, you don't do those things. You have heard me. Some of you have heard me, which did not eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offering. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Those other idol gods cannot rise up and be our protection. That's what our forefathers thought. And now we have suffered 400 years and maybe longer. Before then, we were over in Egypt for 430 years. We're tired of suffering because our parents, poor parents, suffered. We don't want to suffer anymore. See now that even I am He, and there is no other God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hands to the heaven, and I say, I live forever. If I wet means to foul my glittering sword, and my hands take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies, and I will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. Devour means to eat up flesh, and or kill flesh, and with the blood of the slain of the captives from the beginning of the revenge upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nation, which is His people, for He will avenge the blood of His servants and will render vengeance to His adversaries. Adversaries are enemies, and then vengeance just means repay or retaliate. You know, He is going to pay them back and will be merciful unto His land and to His people. So is this our land? He said, will be merciful unto His land and His people. So our people are not over in the land that flows with milk and honey. Those people that are claiming to be us and are not, Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as in Revelation 3 and 9. Read that. Those children, those people are the synagogue of Satan. And our country, the country where we are enslaved in, even to this day, are sending, we are paying property taxes and whatever, except they're sending our money over there to those people who say they are us and they are not. And Moses came and spake all these words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hosea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command commandments to order your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. And a word of the law is to commandments. And verse 47, for it is not a vain thing for you. It is not useless for you because it is your life. Because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. Right now, other people are claiming the land. That was our land. And because of our forefathers sinning, we are sent to different parts of the world. Verse 48, and the Lord spake unto Moses that same self day, saying, get thee up into the mountain of Abram, that's spelled A-B-A-R-I-M, unto Mount Nebo, which is a land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, that's where our father sent our foreparents who worship idols. When our father comes and get us again, do not worship idols. Those things that underneath and on the earth, you don't worship those things. Worship our Father in heaven, which I give unto the children of Israel to possess. So Moses is given the chance to see the land before he dies. Verse 50, I die in the mount whither you go up. Verse 50, and in the mount where you go and die in the mount, whether that means where you go up and be gathered unto your people as Aaron by your brother in Mount Hor, that's H-O-R, and was gathered unto his people. Verse 51, because you trespassed against me, our father said, because you trespassed among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, Kadesh, that's spelled M-E-R-I-B-A-H, hyphen, K-A-D-E-S-H. I pronounce it, and hopefully I am pronouncing that word correctly. I pronounce it saying Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Zin is spelled Z-I-N. Because you sacrifice me not in the midst of the children of Israel. So he's saying that Moses has to die in the mount. So he can see, he's allowing him to see the land that he has brought the children of Israel to, but Moses cannot go in that land. Verse 52, yet thou shalt see the land before you, but you shall not go there unto the land which I give to the children of Israel. And that's the end reading of chapter 32. Now remember, he wrote a song, chapter 32, for the children of Israel. And he would not allow him to go into the land of Israel. That's where Joshua, he told them in chapter 31 that Joshua will cross over in Canaan with the children of Israel. And I have read chapter 31 long ago to you, sheep. Now, I want you, sheep, to read chapter 33 of Deuteronomy as well as 34 if you can. I will try and read. If the Lord allows me, I will be back with you Tuesday and Friday of next week. So, I did want to get to reading chapter 33, but I will hold that off because I want to read it all at one time. Let us have a word of prayer, Shane. And thank our Father for allowing us to get this far in reading of His Word. Let us say a prayer. Father, thank you for allowing us to come to you to read the word of our Father in heaven for you. Thank you for protecting us, your lost sheep, from the evil one who goes by different names. He goes by the name of the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and all those things. Thank you so much. We do not forget that you protect us even in our sleep. And sheep, remember, I closed my prayer with what James said. In chapter, James is Yah's half-brother. He says, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back with you sheep Tuesday as well as next Tuesday and as well as next Friday afternoon, Sabbath day. And I'm trying to get my song to play. Also, I want you sheep to go out and purchase this song that my nephew produced. I want you to purchase High and Lifted Up. Go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play.
Help your children
and purchase.
And don't let them fall.
That song, High and Lifted
by the
Up.
Side of the road.
I'm cheerful.
Teach them to love one another.
I know that I found
that heaven might find a place
three.
In their heart.
Verses.
Down.
I want you to
and hear. I know
me. I found
he
in Daniel chapter 11
forever.
I want you to read
chapter
heart. Daniel chapter 11 verse 37.
We've got to walk on.
I want you to read. Let that person remind you.
Walk on through temptation.
He
God. Jesus.
Lord,
and
the wisdom
of
women, God,
will be our Lord
in heaven.
I
know
the truth
of them all.
And His word will be our salvation.
So true.
Lift up our
hearts.
To be faithful.
Down.
And I know
He
will
make it easy
down in my soul.
I surrendered my soul.
Jesus.
See you next time. Talk with you next time, G. Remember, God loves you, and I do too.